From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
719, 66 degrees, beautiful morning. It is Wildcat News, and with us, our first interview for the school year. Superintendent Mr. Jim Murray, good morning, and welcome back to the school year.
Good morning, Pat. It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me. This is something that's great for the school every week on Wednesdays. A great way for us to get the word out and get information out to the public. So thanks for having me.
It's a nice way to open the doors or open the books to our listeners and let them in. You know, not everybody has kids in school.
No, not everybody does. And actually, I think we have amazing community support here. And the more ways that I can get out there and be available to folks, the more ways we can get the word out, and that continued support that support will continue throughout the school year.
And you are very approachable. So if you have questions, catch either one of the school board members or talk to Mr. Murray and just say, hey, what's up?
I totally agree. Open door policy, and I'm at about every event there is. So if I'm standing there, come on up and say hello, introduce yourself. And I'm always listening for ways that I can better my service to the district or better our district in general.
When does school start?
Well, that Rolling Stones song, Start Me Up, was a good cue for my morning this morning. So school starts Monday for students. We've got some parent-teacher conferences going on today and tomorrow. So we're going to get rolling here shortly. And I want to take a minute and thank our custodial and our maintenance staff for getting our buildings ready to go. They're clean. They're ready. That Steve Urabe and his team did an outstanding job getting the school year ready to go. And then I can't tell you, Pat, how impressed I am with our teaching staff. I mean, we've got an amazing staff at all levels in the buildings, and our new hires are just as strong. So I'm excited for this school year. I think we've put a great team together. I anticipate a lot of success for us.
And you did have a few retiring teachers last year, but you successfully filled those positions, and you're ready to go for 2025-26.
Oh, I agree. I mean, we filled positions not just with new staff, but a lot of them were experienced teachers that were in other districts already. So I think they'll hit the ground running as far as we go here. Just hopefully we can provide a culture that's going to keep and retain them here, because retaining our teachers is one of our school board members' highest priority.
When did the teachers get into the classroom?
Well, they get in. They started last week. The new teachers actually get a few extra days, but our regular teachers came back Thursday for the welcome back, and then they've got this week to kind of prepare for the school year. Got some learning to do. We've got a focus going on in each building. And at the elementary level, our teachers have been learning about math and numeracy and how we can improve the instruction that we have in the classroom, and then how we can close the achievement gap for those that are struggling with math. We've got at the middle school, they're always working on math and literacy, but I also love that they're working on a team and connectiveness and a culture of responsible behavior at the middle school. That's kind of a quirky age, and those students are always can present a challenge with some attention-seeking behavior or where they're at, but I think our middle school staff members get it, and they do a terrific job with it. And at the high school this year, they're working hard with basically a couple of things. One, they want consistency in grading and expectations in the classroom. We don't want high school kids to have a different experience in every classroom they go in with what's expected. And they may be challenged a little bit with what's big news in terms of that cell phone policy, and that cell phones have to be put away in the building during instructional time. So at the high school level, that can be a higher order change, but I anticipate the students will do very, very well. You know, I always kind of say that 90 to 95% of our students are compliant. Their effort is there. They're doing their very best to be the best person they can be as they grow and learn. They add to our culture. They're in activities. 90 to 95%. And so it's just that 5 or 10% sometimes that will challenge us a little bit, make us earn our money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I like that cell phones are put away during educational times.
Oh, I think it's going to be a nice for all of us. I think it's going to help us culturally in the building to start where we're starting to have conversations with each other. And I think it's going to add to their skill set past graduation. We want them to be able to have lots of options when they get done with high school, and they need to have that skill set of being able to work as a team, get along with others, and have a conversation with others, truly. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that.
How about facilities? Any work this past summer?
Oh, you bet. We're always looking to get better here. You know, I've been here 5 years, and we've done a lot, and I'm really pleased and proud of it. And we couldn't have done that without the community support we have and the school board members' support that we have. But we've done three major projects this summer. One, the new scoreboard at the high school field where we play soccer and we play have track and have football. That new scoreboard is going to be a showcase for the district. It's outstanding. It's going to provide a great game experience for our fans, for our players. I just think that's going to really hit a home run. So I'm excited for that to get started here next week. We've got the auditorium project that hopefully we're midway through. We want an October 1st deadline for that. Budget-wise, we're right on. You know, it's $1 million budget for that. It's creeping just a smidge, but we're going to be able to add that parking. So we'll add handicap parking spots next to the auditorium, and then we'll have some senior citizen parking too next to the auditorium, because that's a long walk from the high school parking lot. And then we've got a playground that's been going up at the middle school here for the past 3 weeks. There's just been so much rain. It's hard for us to get that project completed because it's become just a muddy spot. But it should be a dry week this week, and hopefully we can progress and get that ready to go for students when they start next Monday.
Never a dull moment with the school district.
Oh, it's never a dull moment in the school district. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it fun, though. At the same time, I don't get up in the morning and know what to expect for the school day. So it's a lot of fun.
I know you outside of the schools. I see you're busy in the summertime. I mean, when you have your personal time, it's your personal time. It is so great to see you at the beginning of the school year and at the end of the school year. You are tireless and just laser focused on the district. And I know that's your job, but I just love the smiles. He is grinning from ear to ear talking about this.
Yeah, you know, it's a fun profession. It truly is. You get to make a difference in a lot of kids' lives. And then hopefully we provide a culture that people enjoy working with each other in. And I think that's the most important thing is you've got to be able to one, get along, and then be focused on what's best for students, and then be confident that you're making a difference. And then this community is amazing to work for. You know, even folks that don't have kids in school come and approach me, and I'm so proud and impressed to tell them what's going on. And I love the support that we get. I mean, the school's the hub of the community here, and it's where all the action's at. So I get to be a big part of that, and I'm proud to serve it.
Humboldt is a great place to live.
Yeah, it really is. Can I take just a second, too, just to recognize the school board members?
Yes, by all means.
I work for two amazing school boards, one at Humboldt Community School District, and then I also serve Twin Rivers Community School Districts, where we have an elementary over there. So over at Twin Rivers, we've got Kristen Olson, Ashley Foth, Kaylin Stalzer, Emily Jensen, and Courtney Sampson. And at Humboldt, we've got Jim Mertz, Ryan Cornelius, Betty Youngs-Burris, Tate Saturn, and Shane Davis. And folks, if you see those folks, please, please, please go up and thank them for their service. They get paid nothing for that job. And it does take some volunteer time to do that. But most importantly, I just so appreciate how they give us administrators a lot of decision-making power. Neither of them micromanage. And then they give us the resources that we need to be able to do our job. And I think that's one key to success is you can do a great job with what you're doing when you've got the resources to do it. So I want to take a minute and thank those school boards for setting us up for another amazing school year.
Well said. Yep, good group of people.
Next is our duet. We're both going to sing Start Me Up from the Rolling Stones. Are you ready?
I don't know if people want to hear that.
Okay, then. Well, I better quit while I'm ahead.
It's been a pleasure. Glad to have you back. Superintendent of Schools Jim Murray has been our guest on Wildcat News. Happens every Wednesday at 7:20 here on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bold. Brought to you by Northwest Bank.